It seems to me the essence of being a committee member is having a vote in the outcome. So it seems to me the only discovery you would need is discovery as to whether anybody who was not a government employee voted.
That, Your Honor, I suggest is a question of law as to whether voting is required. But we believe that if outsiders participated in the marking up of drafts, they had input into the drafts, particularly at the subgroup level, even though they had no formal vote.
Why is that? If I bring somebody else from my agency with me, I expect all of these cabinet members didn't come to the meetings alone. They certainly had assistants with them. Were those assistants members of the committee?
Certainly not. They didn't
now,
lose the exemption, Your Honor, because they were full-time government employees.
I'm not asking whether they lost the exemption. I'm asking whether they were members of the committee, and the answer has to be no. Now, suppose I bring, instead of another government employee with me to give me advice, I bring a private individual with me to give me advice. Suddenly, that private individual becomes a member of the committee?